everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
And Tater got to sleep with Bo and Logan last night. He really was excited to see everybody when we got back from our family visit down in Victoria, Texas. All of Judy's family down there, a lot of friends, and the golf tournament, as I told you in the first hour, had a great time. Didn't win it, but had a great tournament. Everybody on our team, Bo, Logan, Judy, Tommy, and we all hit a few good shots, some pretty good shots, but came up a little short. Didn't win the big trophy. We'll try again next year. We've been talking about kind of an idea I had on resolutions and leading into it, because it's a little more complicated. Several different things that are major things that I'd like for people to not only change on in their own gardens and landscaping and lifestyle, but to change, help change out there on the city level and the county level and the state level. And the first one we've been talking about is trees that are planted too deeply. Prevent it in the first place. Learn how to do it properly, which we explain in great detail in the on the website, dirtdoctor.com, and in the books that we have. And the second thing is just try to convince and help other people do the same. Tree planting was first, eliminating of Roundup, the glyphosate spraying that's just being so grossly used along highways, along county roads, along waterways, along around lakes and at homes and commercial buildings and everything else. We've got tons and tons. We'll put this in a newsletter, and we'll put links to a lot of the backup, a lot of the research that backs up why all this stuff is so important. With Roundup, the glyphosate's been directly related, linked to all kinds of degenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancer and autism in children and all this stuff. It's not a guess anymore. It's directly linked. The data's there, but it's still being used on a really gross basis. The third one to talk about in this list here is peat moss, something that really shouldn't be used anymore for bed preparation or for potting soils either. It's dead. It's basically antimicrobial. It's too expensive. It's an environmental problem about the way it's harvested and shipped. Plus, compost is better in every way. We don't need to go into great detail about that. It's all in my books and on the website on dirtdoctor.com. It's just that switch needs to be made. The only use peat moss has, in my opinion, is storing things over the winter or during any period of time where you know, maybe shipping something that might rot. The peat moss in a dry state is a beautiful product for keeping things from rotting. Well, that's exactly the opposite of what we want. We want things to rot and break down and feed microorganisms and build the soil and build root health and all that. Peat moss doesn't do that, and it's expensive. So that's that one. Now, I'll tell you before I go to the next point in my list, the salt fertilizers, the synthetic fertilizers, Nick has called and holding from Chicago, Illinois. Did I catch you off guard there, Nick?
I was resetting the computer. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. You want to wait a minute, or are you ready?
No, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I just wanted to pair it with what you were talking about with the planted too deep out here in Chicagoland.
Are you on a speakerphone there, Nick?
Hands-free, and it's a microphone. So I'm
okay.
Hold on.
All right.
I just take it off. Yeah,
oh,
there's better.
Great. Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
I was going to say planted too deep is pretty much a PTD problem we have here in Chicagoland. Not surprised to see 6 to 8 inches below grade on some of these trees. Balm burlap, let's say.
Oh,
balm
yeah,
burlap,
yeah.
3-inch caliper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, you know, like you said, with the tree spade. I did a planting project for a small community here, and I ended up taking off the entire burlap tech and all the wire basket to get to the, basically took these ball and burlap trees, and then they turned into basically a bare root because of, as you were talking about, when the nurseryman's spade comes in and it goes at that angle, sometimes those blades, they're not sharp enough and they don't completely sever the root. And so rather than cutting those roots, we found a lot of roots, a lot of like maples and lindens were actually pushed. They were like pushed underneath the soil and wrapped on the bottom of the ball. Almost like a cupped downward. And so obviously those roots needed to be released to come outward, or else it was just
That's an interesting point. I haven't specifically seen that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, so, and because I had a lot of pushback from people with taking off the basket and taking everything apart, because they're like, oh, the ball's going to fall apart. Well, that's fine, but to be honest with you, because the ball that what fell apart was all clay soil anyway. It was all the gray matter. It wasn't even organic material. It was just clay. It wasn't even topsoil. So at that point, what's the purpose of putting crap soil, excuse my language, into the hole? You want it to go to do well.
Well, if the process that we're talking about creates a kind of a semi bare rooted situation, I'm not even worried about that. A lot of cases, the tree will do better in that situation than being in that tight ball anyway.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better that you said that.
Absolutely. We've been recommending bare rooting in some cases, but I think a kind of a partial bare rooting, like you say, would be created there naturally by part of it falling off. I think that may be the best of all worlds.
Well, like I said earlier, I think it's partially landscaper laziness out here where, they don't want to take it apart. But what bothers me is then you've got this, 18-inch, this huge ball that you have to dig the hole so big to get the thing in there that if you were just to do like we're talking right now and take it apart systematically, you don't have to dig such a deep hole. You can have which you don't want anyway. You want the wider hole.
You want it wide and as shallow as possible. That's exactly right.
And so because it was another, 6 inches on the top and another 12 inches of just pure clump on the bottom of the ball. So like you only had that, you only had that good 16 inches of root zone. So I just wanted to piggyback and parrot on what you're saying that it's, there are some of us that do try to do that professionally out in this part. So.
Well, Nick, I appreciate it. Thanks for helping spread the word out there and keep us posted. Send us some pictures of what you're doing.
You bet. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Bye. All righty. Things are starting to happen in a good way all over the place. We just need more of it. It's interesting. He called planting too deep PTD. We were talking, driving back to Dallas yesterday. We were talking about how acronyms are, everywhere. A lot of it is texting, but everything's gone to acronyms. That's one I hadn't thought of. PTD, planted too deep. Guess I've got to start using that to some degree. Telephone number, if you want to jump in here on any subject, not just what I'm talking about. If you've got something you need to chat about, that's fine. 866-444-3478. Salt fertilizer. Synthetic fertilizer is our next thing that we need to all pitch in on, work on, part of our resolution for the next year. Not only changing it from use in our own gardens, landscapes, vegetable gardens, herb gardens, potted plants, all that stuff, getting away from all the synthetic fertilizers, which includes the liquid synthetic fertilizers like Miracle-Gro, will help in many, many ways. The synthetic fertilizers, especially the high nitrogen fertilizers, which here in Texas are the universities, and it's not just here, but it's really strong here. There's a push for nitrogen-only fertilizers. Just a horrible, horrible recommendation. Anytime you put out any kind of a soil amendment or fertilizer that's just a single element, it's virtually impossible not to cause some imbalance somewhere else, Plus the fact that high nitrogen fertilizers, which are salt fertilizers, pollute. They pollute the soil. They pollute the water stream because they're soluble and they wash off into the water stream. And they also pollute the air. A lot of people don't realize that. They volatilize. A lot of the synthetic fertilizer, a very small percentage of synthetic fertilizers, these things with the big numbers, and this is the typical fertilizer that's in the stores, a big percentage of that fertilizer doesn't even get in the plant. Very, very small amount gets in the plant, and it doesn't help the plant, especially long-term. It'll make things green, push them growing, but long-term doesn't help anything at all. But the bulk of the fertilizer, 80 to 90-something percent of it, goes into the environment. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, more on this subject right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Got some catching up on the phones to do, and then we'll finish our list. But finishing up with what I had already started there about the fertilizers, what do you do instead of salt fertilizers, instead of the synthetic high nitrogen fertilizers, and especially the weed and feed fertilizers? Those are the worst of all. Well, our natural fertilizers include compost. That's nature's own fertilizer. Earthworm castings, even a higher quality form in a lot of cases, and organic fertilizers, these blends of various meals and natural organic materials and rock minerals and sugars and things like that. They work better. They a very high percentage, a much higher percentage, almost 100% of organic fertilizers stays in place and is useful to the soil and to what we're trying to do. It isn't wasted and become an environmental issue. So it's just a much better way to go. Switch from the synthetic fertilizers, which are basically salts, over to the natural organic things. All right, let's catch up a little bit here, and then I'll get back to my list. David in Navarro next up. David?
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. What's up?
Let's see. I had some trouble with my broccoli. I cut the heads off the broccoli, and then most of them cured off on the top of the stem there. But I had a couple of them that rotted and really. Now we had a 25 degree night there on one of these cold blasts there, and kind of froze the stems on the top. I guess that caused the rot to start there. How do you cut your broccoli heads off? Do you use a knife or scissors? Do you cure it or something? Maybe spray some hydrogen peroxide or something on it when you get them cut.
Well, that's what I was going to recommend. Is hydrogen peroxide is the only thing. I'm pretty cavalier. I just do it and don't worry about it too much. I've never seen that happen. It's kind of interesting, maybe related to the weather, David. I don't know. But if you had hydrogen peroxide and just the regular 3% stuff from the grocery store, put in a little spritzer bottle, and when you make the cut, just spritz it. What that would do is help greatly to keep the bacteria from growing real fast and maybe help with that situation. I don't know. It'd be worth a try.
Okay, yeah, because the outer coating of the stem was just fine, but that softer part of the inside just turned to mush, and it did that on a couple of two of the six plants, and the broccolis grew pretty big this year, so I was having a hard time trying to cover it with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left them exposed, and we hit that 25 degrees that night, and it pretty much hammered them.
Well, I would try the hydrogen peroxide. To answer your question about what I cut mine with, I cut pretty much everything. I was cutting some I've got okra producing like crazy on some little short plants that I planted real late in the season just to see how it would work. I just use my steel hand clippers is what I use.
Okay. Because that kind of seemed to crush the stem to a certain point.
Probably true. If you use a sharp knife and made a cleaner cut, maybe that would help too. Maybe some of the listeners that have experimented with different ways will let us know. But I just use regular hand clippers myself. And mine are scissor type. They're not the pinching type, or the just goes down onto the top blade goes down onto a metal bar. Mine are scissor design.
Okay, yeah, because I did it both ways there, and it seemed that the one I did the scissors with kind of suffered a little more than the ones I tried the knife.
Really? Okay. Well, try the peroxide and let's see what happened from it. That'd be a good experiment. You are in charge of this research.
All right. And another thing, you mentioned your okra. You planted them late. I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had trouble with it making okra. The plants were good and healthy, and I'd get a blossom, get the buds on there. But then they wouldn't open in most of the blossoms wouldn't open up, and they just died off and fell off, and that left a little tiny old okra on there that was kind of yellow, and it had a hard time trying to make any okra.
That sounds almost disease related or pathogen related also, David. You might want to put it may be the time may be over now. We may not get much more growth. It just depends on what the weather does here. But you might mix some hydrogen peroxide in the Garrett juice and spray, and that would help if any disease is setting up and keeping those immature pods from continuing to grow. That's about the only thing. I guess we could have mites or some kind of insect doing it, but it sounds like it'd be more related to some kind of pathogen, in which the hydrogen peroxide will help. Hydrogen peroxide and the Garrett juice would also help with any little insects that are causing that as well. So in either case, I think that's what I'd try.
Yeah, well, we don't have to worry about that this year. The okra was pretty much hammered in that 25 degrees.
Okay, it's gone. Yeah, just for next year, for reference,
right.
Next year, you might keep that in mind. Mine are still growing. We didn't have enough frost for mine to slow down. They're still producing. And I've got green okra. I can't remember what variety exactly I planted. I'll have to look that up. And I planted green, and then I planted the red, the crimson okra as well. The green came on stronger at first, and now the red seems to be doing a little better. So, anyway, try that next time. Let me know how it works for you.
Okay, and I just want to tell everybody I've been taking the course online, and that is an excellent course. It's worth taking.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate that. Thanks, everybody, for calls. Call us, and we'll get you up right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and I just finally took time to look at the website, and no, I didn't get the contest picture up there. I forgot all about it. Sorry about that. I think I'm going to put up something other than a plant. I might put an insect that Judy found in our inside the house that I took a picture of last night for you. And if Yoga Mike has time, I don't know what he's doing out there right now. But if we don't get it up during the contest photo up during the show, give you a chance to win one of the natural organic certification courses, we'll get it up. And you can be the first answer during the week and still have an opportunity to win the test. And to learn more about it, it's right there on the homepage at DirtDoctor.com. It's a 15-chapter class. You take a test after each of the 15 classes. And when you pass all 15, you receive a certificate from the Texas Organic Research Center being certified in this natural organic approach. And it's for homeowners as well as commercial people. I think there's a little bit of misconception that it's only for professionals, but we've actually had more homeowners taking it than people in the business. We designed it to be technical enough for our commercial people, but reasonable enough for homeowners, too. We've tried to hit a happy balance there. We may at some point down the line make one that's specifically for homeowners and another one specifically and more technical and longer and more expensive and everything for professionals. But right now it's one size fits all. And I think works pretty well. Like David was telling you, most people have been pretty positive about the course, and we're happy about that. We've got to get back to my list of resolutions, but let me catch up a little bit more on calls. James in Bedford is next up. Hi, James.
Morning, Howard. I had a question about some oak trees, and I've got one in particular that's been diagnosed with hypoxylin canker.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to get your thoughts on whether that tree needed to come down or just let it take care of itself.
What kind of tree is it?
An oak tree.
What kind of oak, do you know?
I don't know.
Is it post oak? Is it a native oak?
I'm sure it's native. I'm not sure exactly what kind.
Okay. The symptom that you're seeing on it is kind of a gray to dark black spotting in places on the bark or in through the bark.
Well, at this point, it's a barren tree, and so it's just kind of got dead limbs. And
okay. Well, what hypoxylin canker is, James, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and look it up in the library, and it'll show you. It normally shows up as a kind of a sore, a canker-looking slight depression in the bark. It'll be either gray or black. It is okay. Not a pathogen that is causal. It's a resulting pathogen, resulting from the fact that the tree is in deep trouble. And it's kind of the thing that pushes it over the cliff and kills it, you know, or it's the pathogen that's there as it dies. It's caused by stress of various kinds. If your tree's already gone, there's nothing you can do no matter what kind of pathogen it is. But to worry about it attacking other trees, there's no risk of that at all.
Good.
So you can cut it down, you can grind it up into mulch and use it. There's no risk of spreading the disease. But the disease is something that's just kind of the final step that comes in. You know, it's like a person who has cancer or something, and then they get pneumonia is the last step that finally kills them. Or, you know, that's kind of a gross exaggeration, but that's sort of how it is. For example, you could have hypoxylin canker on lower limbs, and I've had it on my own trees, lower limbs that were shaded out by the canopy of the tree and started dying. The hypoxylin canker will show up on those limbs of a perfectly healthy tree and not be a risk to the rest of the tree at all.
Mm, okay.
So if some arborist, and I guess that's what happened, said it had hypoxylin canker, that was just kind of a resulting thing of the tree, you know, crashing and burning. Something else caused it to go down is the point.
I was thinking perhaps, I mean, there's a lot of trees in a small amount of area, so it may not get enough sunlight.
That's possible. Being shaded out, being crowded out, in some cases could stress a tree and survival of the fittest. Too much water, not enough water, soil covering the flare, you know, like we've been talking about.
Right.
Some kind of toxin in the soil, but it sounds like crowding out might have been what happened. Taking it out, grinding it up, using it as a mulch, having whoever does the removal grind it up for you. If you do it yourself, just cut it up and use it for firewood and use the small stuff for kindling or put it into the compost pile. But the best thing to do is have an arborist take it down for you and grind it up and keep the material.
Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's what you do with hypoxylin canker. Don't worry about it too much. Fort Worth, and I hear a lot of people saying that that's been diagnosed and that that's the problem. So be careful about people that are making that recommendation. Jay in Fort Worth. Hi, Jay.
Well, good morning to you.
What's up?
I had a, I moved in about a year ago, had a patio slab removed, and I'm turning it into a xeriscape type environment.
All right.
Well, they did it over the weekend, and the bobcats that came in and took it away and then brought new soil in tore up the lawn a little bit. So I'm looking for a little guidance on how to bring that back over the winter or prepare for the spring, however, and I mean the lawn part.
Okay.
For the bobcat.
Did they cut some kind of grooves, some kind of, you know, smashed in some areas with the cats?
Some of it was that, but some of it is just smushed grass, but some of it is that.
Okay.
Maybe with the most traffic. And then some of it just smushed down and looks less than ideal.
Okay. Do you have a turning fork?
I do.
Use your turning fork, stab it, and just kind of wiggle back and forth and loosen up the soil. Leave those holes as you're doing the work. And if it's really smashed down, use a turning fork to stab in near the depressed area and pry it up just a little bit. After you've done all that physical work with the turning fork, apply compost. Get some good compost, black cow or what, some good earthworm castings or your own compost or whatever. Broadcast it across there so you get some of the compost into the holes that you've created. And you can use the compost to fill in ruts and be the leveling device that you use rather than soil or sand or something like that. And you'll see it all be patched up and fine probably early in the next growing season.
And then for the leveling dirt they brought in, I don't know where they got it from. It looks okay. How do I begin the process of bringing the health of wherever they got the soil, which I think is okay? How do I slowly bring that to something more natural and like it had been there for years or decades?
Well, what are you going to use it for? Where are you putting it?
It's where the patio slab had been.
Oh, you're filling in that area where you got a 4 to 6 inch depression there.
Well, it had been, and they leveled it off with fill dirt from wherever they get it from.
Okay, well, what's this other soil for then?
That because the slab was 6 inches deep.
Well, I thought you said they'd already filled it in.
They did.
With this soil that you're talking about.
Correct.
Oh, okay, gotcha. What color?
So there was the lawn issue, and then there's now the new fill dirt that's where the patio was.
I gotcha. What color is it?
It's not deep black, but quite black.
Okay, so it's pretty close to the native soil.
Probably. Who knows where they got it from? And I just want to begin the slow process of improving it. And,
yeah. Well, it doesn't even have to be that slow. Just aerate it again yourself with the turning fork or rent an aerator. Do the same kind of thing. Are you going to put turf on it or make it a bed?
It's going to be a xeriscape.
A xeriscape bed.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, stick some holes in it, and while the holes are open – well, an even easier thing to do is put the compost out and a little bit of rock minerals, the lava sand, a little green sand, and maybe some magic sand or zeolite or granite or something like that. In other words, some various rock minerals, and then put a little bit of dry molasses and a little bit of cornmeal. And you can use the rates that I recommend and cut them in half. In other words, when I say 20 pounds, and the specs are all on the website, we normally say 20 pounds for the organic fertilizer and 40 to 80 pounds for the rock minerals, 20 pounds for the cornmeal and sugars. Cut all those rates in half and then till them. Rent a tiller or hire somebody to do it for you. Till all that stuff into that existing soil. Be sure to not leave out the cornmeal. And the dry molasses, the detox effect from that will probably be enough. If you suspect that it's highly contaminated with something, you can do more of the detox program, which we explain on the site. But in general terms, it's what I just said, and add to that a liquid spray of Garrett juice with orange oil in it and maybe something like the Medina soil amendment, and just speeds up the process of tying up the contaminants and breaking them down. But chances are it's not going to be that contaminated, and you just do the regular bed preparation and plant away. But for xeriscape type plants, the native plants, you can cut the recommended rates that I've got in my specifications in half and be fine. If you want to use them full, it's not going to hurt anything, but you don't have to do it.
I think that information is going to be great for me, so I thank you for your help.
All right, good to work.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. All right, and last before I go back to my stuff is Dolly in Balch Springs. Hello, Dolly.
Hey, good morning. I have several questions. I'll make them really quick. Is the lantana evergreen, and can I plant it now?
It's not evergreen. We've had a call about it early in the show. So as I explained to that caller, the tall-growing lantanas, the pastel colors, the Dallas red, and some of the others that get pretty big and tall and bushy, they are perennials and they're tough, but they're not going to be evergreen for you.
Okay.
The low-growing ones, like the white and the solid yellow, those tend to be more an annual choice. Uh-huh. They will sometimes perennialize, but you need to treat them like a like an annual. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I'm going to have to take a break. I'll be glad to help you before go on to my other stuff. Don't go away, Howard Garrett, but we'll be back right after this.
Bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth:
animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Dolly. She had a couple more questions, it sounded like. Dolly, you still there?
Yes, I am.
What else can I do for you?
What would be a good hardy ground cover evergreen for a parkway? Full sun.
Parkway Full Sun. The choices would be as follows. One I've actually designed in to that situation. Well, two. Ophiopogon. Ophiopogon is the mondo grass, the smaller version of monkey grass. It can take sun or shade, and it does very well in full sun. What would be even tougher would be Asian jasmine or purple winter creeper, which is one of the few euonymus plants that I recommend. It's Euonymus coloratus or colorata.
Okay, it's purple what?
Purple winter creeper.
Okay.
It's green in the summer, and it has a real pretty kind of reddish purple color in the winter.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
And it's great. It's a great plant.
And it doesn't need mowing, and it will survive in our area.
Yeah, it's tough as nails. You can let it grow to its mature height and just get kind of uneven and clumpy and all, or you can literally mow it down once a year and keep it low-growing and much tidier looking. You can do it either way.
Okay, because we have a height limit of what can be grown in our front yards, et cetera, and I just lost my person who does my lawn, so I want to get ready and have it look beautiful year-round and, you know, not have to worry about mowing it.
Well, the one that you wouldn't have to worry about mowing ever is the Ophiopogon, the mondo grass. The Asian jasmine and the purple winter creeper need to be mowed down if you want to keep that tidy look one time a year.
Okay, one time a year I can live with.
Yeah.
Okay. The other, my last question is, I have a fig tree who has managed to sprout quite a few youngsters, and some of them are quite large now. When would be a good time to separate them out from the mama plant and put them in a pot?
Well, they're probably root sprouts, which means you can't separate them from the mama plant. They're just going to be a cutting. You're not going to have any roots with them. The good news, if they are seedlings, you can move them any time now because we're into fall. The yellow color or brown color is already shown on the figs. They can be done any time. Mm-hmm. But if they are connected to the roots, you're just going to have a cutting. It's just going to be a woody cutting. But that's fine because if you do that in late winter, just before the buds start to swell, or just as buds start to swell, mm-hmm. you know, they want to, you can tell things are trying to start growing. You okay. make the cuttings at that point, you'll have 100% success in your cuttings.
Okay. A couple of the shoots that are coming up, they're already as big around as my wrist.
Really?
Yes. I mean, some are really big and healthy looking.
Well, that's not a seedling. That's coming off of the root system.
Yeah.
And a cutting that big is probably not going to do that well. But you can make cuttings off of those root sprouts,
uh-huh.
or you can make cuttings off of the terminal parts of the top of the plant, either one. Figs will root in late winter, early spring, 100%. So will grapes. It's the best time to do either one of those plants.
Thank you. You're an amazing information center, and I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Dolly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. A couple things I need to get caught up on as the phone lines load back up, 866-444-3478. The real-time pain relief tip of the day is about pumpkins. And it's kind of interesting. It's a good tip for us. Eating pumpkin. Is rich in dietary fiber, antioxidants, minerals, and vitamins of all kinds. Dietary fiber is beneficial for heart health and for protecting from cancer. Beta carotenes are antioxidants and convert into vitamin A in the body, boosts immunity, promotes colon health, and reduces risk of certain cancers. And they recommend not to forget the pumpkin seeds, which I totally agree with. I think they're delicious for one thing, but they're super nutritious, containing plenty of protein, iron, magnesium, niacin, selenium, zinc, fiber, and omega-3s. And some of the best varieties they mention here, and I don't have a big problem with their recommendations, Autumn Gold, Jack-O-Lantern, Jackpot, Big Macs, Funny Face, Spirit, Small Sugar, and Jacko Life. Also, something that's not in their report that I'll add to this is that pumpkin, I just put some in my compost pile, and the thing about pumpkin is that they, in the compost pile, that'll help stimulate the growth of earthworms more than just about any ingredient you can put in the compost pile. So just chop it up, mix it in the compost pile. It works great. For topical relief when you have inflammation, I recommend the real-time pain relief product. Non-greasy, relieves pain within minutes, smells great, and doesn't contain any of the harmful chemicals. If you haven't tried real-time pain relief yet, you can get a free $10 tube with your first purchase. For details, go to your favorite store or call them at 877-787-7180 or go to their website, which is RTPR.com. RTPR.com or 877-787-7180. Real-time pain relief. I'm Howard Garrett. We still have to get through the rest of my list, and we'll take your calls of whatever you want to talk about at 866-444-3478. Our website's DirtDoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just fill out the form that's right there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, and I will see you right after this.